I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, April 16th. If you look up the details of W. Ursae Majoris, you'll find that its two stars are about 1,000,000 miles apart. The way astronomers figure that distance, though, is from the centers of the two stars. When you measure the distance between their surfaces, the stars are a whole lot closer. In fact, they're touching. That makes them a contact binary, one of thousands discovered so far. Many stars move through the galaxy with one or more companion stars. Their distances from each other vary greatly. Some can be light years apart. But if they're born close to one another, they might eventually spiral together. That might be caused by magnetic fields, the exchange of gas between the stars, or some other process. W. Ursae Majoris shows how that plays out. One of its stars is a little bigger, heavier, and brighter than the Sun. The other is about half the Sun's mass. They're in such close contact that they share their outer layers of gas. That makes them about the same temperature and color. But they're not the same brightness. As the stars orbit once every 8 hours, they cross in front of one another as seen from Earth. So the system's brightness varies, the result of sibling stars in a tight embrace. W. Ursae Majoris is in the Great Bear, which includes the Big Dipper. The Dipper is high in the sky at nightfall. W. Ursae Majoris is well to the upper left of its upside-down bowl and is visible through binoculars. You can find more about the stars in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.